With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The economic impact of the pandemic, wildfires, and other 2020 challenges were just one of the topics raised at last month's Oregon Wine Symposium. Dr. Robert Eiler of Economic Forensics and Analytics says the vineyards did see a drop in production, but there are other factors to consider.
Harvests were down. We're looking to see and to ultimately how that affects the supply chain, not only in Oregon, but more generally out in the United States. And we're still very early. We know that some wineries got federal help, and it's hard to quantify that just yet because we don't know how much of that just simply filled the gap. We ultimately need economic recovery to really wake up those parts of the supply chain which are waiting to open back up again.
And that, Eiler says, will be the key.
But if you add it all together, 2021 is likely to be kind of a reclamation year if we can get the economy open back up, but it's not going to be necessarily a complete recovery year. That's, you're thinking more 22 or 23.
Christian Miller, owner of Full Glass Research, says it's a comfort level.
Now, of course, vaccination, et cetera, could change perceptions here. In fact, these percentages actually rose a bit in January over what they've been in November and December. But you can see this pretty strong reluctance for people to recover, even if things start opening up in the legal sense.
Miller says core wine consumers and online sales will help keep things afloat as we move back to normal. Tune in tomorrow for more. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.